Today in South Africa, the head of the country's ruling party announced that he is suing the country's leading political cartoonist. At issue, a controversial cartoon. That cartoon depicts South African leader Jacob Zuma preparing to rape a woman who symbolizes South Africa's judicial system. That cartoon was published earlier this year, and it shocked the country. Today's comments by Zuma have revived the debate, Rhoda Metcalf reports from Cape Town.
Hundreds of fans of South Africa's leading political cartoonist crowded into a book launch party a few weeks back. They wanted to get their hands on a signed copy of Jonathan Shapiro's latest collection of cartoons called The Pirates of Polokwane. It's Shapiro's most popular book ever. Wayne Staples, marketing manager for the publisher, told the crowd it's because the new book contains an infamous cartoon that first appeared in newspapers in September. It depicts Jacob Zuma, the leader of the ruling African National Congress Party, the ANC. Zuma's shown unbuckling his pants to rape a woman named Lady Justice. The woman is being held down by Zuma's allies.
Well, as we all know, this cartoon has spurred a huge amount of debate, and it has also resulted in the Pirates of Polokwane reaching the top of the sales charts, which is a fantastic achievement and one I think that we can applaud Jonathan for.
ANC leader Jacob Zuma, on the other hand, is not applauding. He's now suing Shapiro over the cartoon. Zuma was charged, but then acquitted, of raping a woman 2 years ago. Speaking today on a popular program, Talk Radio 702, Zuma said he's launched a libel case against Shapiro.
Yes, I'm suing him. I think he's quite vulgar in what he does. Because even in places where I've been not found guilty, he continues to find me guilty. He can't be right. He's totally out of order.
Then Shapiro himself called in to confront Zuma.
I'm a columnist, a visual columnist. I comment on what you do and what you say. And you are a public figure and you're the one with the power, not me. And you just turn it on its head and act the victim. And
no.
You act as if you are the victim of some like huge conspiracy, you know, then you basically pay lip service to freedom of expression and then you sue me.
Shapiro argues that his cartoon is just a metaphor for Zuma's manipulation of the justice system. Investigations and corruption charges have been looming over Zuma for several years, but so far they've never stuck. And now he's well positioned to become South Africa's president in elections next year. For The World, I'm Rhoda Metcalf in Cape Town.